You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Wednesday night, U.S. Representative Tom McClintock delivered a speech on the U.S. House floor regarding the state of our natural forests. Here are the unedited words of Congressman McClintock.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank Chairman Gosar of the Western Caucus for arranging this special order tonight, and especially for his exemplary leadership as chairman of the Western Caucus. The wildfire crisis facing our forests across the West comes down to a very simple adage. Excess timber comes out of the forest one way or the other. It is either carried out or it burns out, but it comes out. When we carried out our excess timber, we had healthy, resilient forests, and we had thriving, prosperous communities. Excess timber sales from federal lands not only generated revenues for our mountain communities, but created thousands of jobs. But in the 1970s, we adopted laws like the National Environmental Policy Act and the Endangered Species Act that have resulted in endlessly time-consuming and cost-prohibitive restrictions and requirements that have made the scientific management of our forests virtually impossible. Timber sales from our federal lands has dropped 80% in the intervening years, with a concomitant increase in forest fires. In California alone, the number of sawmills has dropped from 149 in 1981 to just 27 today. Timber that once had room to grow healthy and strong now fights for its life against other trees trying to occupy the same ground. Average tree density in the Sierra Nevada is 3 to 4 times the density that the land can actually support. In this weakened condition, trees lose their natural defenses to drought and disease and pestilence, and they ultimately succumb to catastrophic wildfire. 3 years ago, an estimated 25 million trees in the Sierra fell victim to these stressors. 2 years ago, that number doubled to 50 million trees. Last year, more than 100 million dead trees are now waiting to burn in the Sierra. Well, after 45 years of experience with these environmental laws, all passed with the promise that they'd improve our forest environment, I think we are entitled to ask, how's the forest environment doing? All around us, the answer is damning. These laws have not only failed to improve our forest environment, they are literally killing our forests. The same politicians responsible for these failed laws have recently conjured up two new excuses. One is climate change. The other is that we're putting out too many fires. Putting out too many fires? That invites an important question. Exactly which fires do they propose that we allow to burn? Perhaps the King Fire, that almost wiped out the towns of Georgetown and Forest Hill on its way to Lake Tahoe in 2014. Or perhaps the Detweiler Fire this year, that almost wiped out the town of Mariposa on its way to the Yosemite Valley. Or any one of the more than 1,000 fires in the Sierra that CAL FIRE has put out this year, any one of which could have grown into a mega fire but for the vigilance and competence of our fire agencies. Which of these fires would they allow to burn into a conflagration? True, controlled burns play an important role in clearing out underbrush, but as firefighters bitterly complained to me at the command center of the Detweiler Fire this year, these same laws make it virtually impossible to get permits to do the controlled burns. Well, the other reason that we hear is climate change. Well, let's put that to the smell test. Throughout our vast forests, it's often very easy to visually identify the property lines between well-managed private forests and the neglected federal lands. I've seen it myself on aerial inspections. The private managed forests are green, healthy, and thriving. The neglected federal forests are densely overcrowded and often scarred by fire because we can't even salvage the fire-killed timber while it still has value. You can literally tell from the condition of the forest where the property line is. How clever of our climate to to know exactly what is the boundary line between private and government lands. And if carbon dioxide is the problem, doesn't it make sense to mill fully grown trees to sequester the carbon and replace them with young growing trees that absorb much higher levels of carbon? But again, these same laws prevent this. This is not complicated. Our forests are catastrophically overgrown. Drought is a catalyst, it is not the cause. In overgrown forests, much snow evaporates in dense canopies and cannot reach the ground. The transpiration volume in a overgrown forest is a big problem in a normal rain year. In a drought, it becomes lethal. Pestilence is a catalyst, it is not a cause. Healthy trees can naturally resist bark beetles. Stressed trees cannot. A properly managed forest matches the tree density to the ability of the land to support it. But we cannot properly manage our forests because of the laws now in place. Mr. Westerman's Resilient Federal Forests Act and other measures will restore proper scientific management of our national forests. But we are running out of time to enact them because we are running out of forests to save.